Yeah, this is Tyler with Cardiff. Just following up with him. We spoke to you last week.
Thank you.
Hi, good morning. Nicole.
Hi. Sorry about that. I missed your call again.
That's all right. So,
okay.
Let me tell you a little bit about what we're looking for. We have a credit line right now with Santander Bank,
hey,
a local branch here, and
hey, Tyler,
you know, frankly, candidly, we're not really happy with the interest rate we have, nor the service that they provide.
I just wanted to give you a call back here. I know
the attention that we get. So I'm calling you to see what you could possibly offer. We have a credit line of about, I want to say it's currently $80,000 that we would like to increase.
Get a chance to look it over?
To get us through various time frames with capital and then, you know, pay it down and et cetera. So, what could you offer us? I know you said we were pre-approved for $250,000. That would be more than enough than what we need for our business.
Mm-hmm.
What are your terms?
Okay, so for working capital, it's similar to a line of credit. And the, you know, are you similar with working capital at all?
Well, I believe that's the kind of the line of credit working capital that we have now. With I'm not sure what the actual term is, but we take a draw off it and then we pay back towards it. Is that
okay.
That it? Is that what you're
yeah,
talking
so,
about?
Yeah, so what we'll do here is, you know, we'll qualify you for the largest amount possible and the longest term possible. Now, you don't have to take the full amount if you don't need it at the time. You can take what you need, pay that. It is renewable, so, you know, come midway through your term, then we can, you know, free up more money with longer terms and lower rates for you once we get that relationship established.
I understand.
And it's always something, you know, if you have that amount, you still have, you know, a certain amount open, then you can, you're welcome to take out more than, you know, your initial. Now, these payments are generally, they fall into the daily, weekly, or monthly option, depending on what you qualify for. And so once we get you approved, we'll give you all the options, and you can choose from there what you want to take, how long, and everything like that. The terms here for working capital fall between 3 months and 3 years. But for a first-time customer, they generally fall around 24 months. And then once you're, you know, that relationship is established, then we can renew, like I said, for the longer term.
So when you say the term, what is the term? So the term, let's say we have a credit line of $250,000. We take a $50,000 draw off of that for working capital. That amount would need to be paid back within a 24-month period. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. But like I said, if you got halfway through it, then you can extend that.
Yes. Okay.
So it's not a set. And the difference between, you know, us and the line of credit is that it's a full payback amount. So you'll know exactly what you're paying back.
Okay.
So say you take out a certain amount, then we're going to say, okay, then you're going to pay this much back, and then that's it. There's no, you know, not going to renew interest and things like that every month.
Okay. All
right. What is the interest rate on the line of credit that you have now?
It's about, I think, 9.5%.
Okay.
For the highest amount possible.
And you said it's a total of 80. Are you guys maxed out on that, or do you still have a lot left?
No, we have about $57,000 on that outstanding.
Okay. And are you looking to pay this off as well and then take out additional funding, or?
Yeah, we could certainly, we might take out additional funding, yes, but we would like to certainly lower our rate. I believe that is a variable rate. I prefer a fixed rate, much lower than 9.5. And we could roll that amount over to you, for instance, and then maybe take more if required.
Okay. When would you be needing this by?
We don't have a time frame.
No time frame.
We're not in any immediate need. We have this amount with Santander Bank, and you know, there's no immediate need.
Okay. And what other things would you be using the capital for?
Cash flow. We really don't. In maybe inventory as we need it, cash flow for inventory and payroll. Just a lot of the work that we do is commercial, and we requisition for payments at certain times. And sometimes that may not agree with our time frame and the cash that we need to continue with payroll and pay for inventory and that sort of thing. So it's typically short-term needs, not long-term.
Okay. That's usually what we do here. We work with a lot of businesses that get set up on, you know, net 60s, 90s, 30s. Yeah. And so they want that short-term loan, and then they pay it off right away and then take out more later.
That's us.
Yeah.
We fit into that category.
Definitely. Okay. And our working capital is primarily based on your sales. What were your gross annual sales last year?
I think they were $2.2 million.
$2.2 million. Okay, so we can free up right about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So, I mean, you would be, you know, at a minimum of $220,000. So that's, we would be able to free up more than enough.
Okay.
And how long have you guys been in business?
30 years. We're celebrating 30 years this year.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Family business with four brothers. We've lasted the test of time. and now my son is involved in the business as well.
Oh, wow. How's that, running a business with your brothers?
It has been interesting. You know, we've had some success over the years. We've had some differences of opinion, but you know, I got to attribute this to my father, to our father, that he instilled values in us, and you know, we've been able to have our disagreements, talk about them, and put them aside, and come in the next day and shake hands and continue on.
That's good.
Brothers, we're brothers first, and we're business people second. So
that's
always
a good way.
Second seat.
That's good.
But
and,
I gotta say, when we were younger men, we might be guilty of taking our discussions out into the parking lot and rolling around on the pavement. Because we're all too old for that now.
Yeah, I don't think I would be able to run a business with my sister. Just. We clash on anything and everything. So.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. How could you work with your brothers? I said, well, I don't know. We make it work.
Well, that's good. That's good. And your father? You said your father started the business?
No, he did not. No, we started it, the four of us, back in January 1st of 1986. My brothers were working for another flooring contractor, and they were complaining about their employer and how much of a pain he was, and I was working in a big corporation in high tech in human resources, and and I suggested to them that they start their own business, and they approached me. This was like Thanksgiving of 85. They said, you know, it's a great idea, Greg, but we don't know how to run a business. You went to college for that and got a degree in business. Why don't we do it together, and you can run the business and we'll do all the work. And I said, well, I was 27 at the time. I thought, well, all right, I'll be willing to try that. And I did, and here I am 30 years later.
That's awesome. I'm glad that all worked out.
Yeah, I left the big corporation, and I'm glad I did.
That's good.
It's been fun.
So what is the ownership breakdown look like there?
Well, okay, here's the deal. I am, my brother Dave, we were all partners at one time, and then for whatever reason, my two other brothers decided they wanted to be bought out. So they are now employees of the corporation as well as my son. And my brother Dave and I became sole owners of the company until about 5 years ago, when I decided to have somewhat of a career change, and I left the company for a couple of years to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
I did that, and then I came back and was looking for a different opportunity, and kind of like had a career change to some degree. And I work as a therapist now. In the mental health field. Many years ago, I got a master's degree in counseling, and I never really used it in any formal way. So here I am now working about 30 hours a week as a therapist in the mental health field, and my brother Dave convinced me to come back to the family business. I work here just I'm not an owner in any way. My brother Dave is 100% owner of the company, the family business now, but I work for him about 15 hours a week doing things like this, for instance, Nicole, handling administrative things and insurance issues and money issues and difficult customers and that sort of thing. That's what I do for him.
Okay, so Dave is the 100% owner.
Dave is 100% owner, yes.
Okay, great. Okay, and what does Dave's credit look like? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
His personal credit?
Yes.
I think it's pretty good, but I don't know that for sure.
Oh, yeah, I mean, like I said, our working capital is primarily based on sales, but, you know, credit, of course, is going to play a small part in it, but it's a, you know, it's a soft pool, so it's not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for this moving forward, in order to, you know, get you qualified and see, you know, what you guys would be approved for and what's going to work best for your business, I would just need a couple of documents from you.
Okay.
The application.
Could you do this? Could you send me what you're asking for in an email so I have it in writing and then I can go over it with my brother Dave?
Yes, I'm definitely going to send you an email. That's not a problem. The documents itself is a one-page application.
Yep.
So it's easy to fill out. Dave will just have to sign it.
Okay.
The most recent 6 months of business bank statements. Most recent tax return. If you guys have 2015, that's great. If you don't, then we can work off of 2014.
We have 2015, yep.
Okay, great. And do you guys take credit cards for any kind of payment?
We don't.
No? Okay. So then you don't have to worry about merchant statements. So just the 6 months tax return and the application.
Mm-hmm.
When do you think, I know you have to talk to Dave first, when do you think you guys would be able to kind of gather these and send them over my way?
I would say by next week, beginning of next week, would he give us enough time to talk about it?
Okay, great.
If he wants to move forward with it, then I would put them all together and I could get them to you.
Okay, great. Yeah, so I will go ahead. What's a good email for you?
G. Paulus, and it's spelled Paulhus, at P as in Peter, B as in boy, flooring.com.
Flooring.com. Okay, so I can go ahead. I'll send you the short list of documents we would need and the application itself. And you can go ahead and, you know, discuss it with Dave. And I will follow up with you. When's a good time next week?
Tuesday, probably, because I think Monday's a holiday.
Monday is a holiday. I won't be in the office.
I'll be in Maine, hopefully on the beach.
That sounds wonderful.
Yes. Where are you calling from?
I'm in San Diego.
You're on the opposite end of the country, yes. You ever been to the great state of Maine?
I haven't, but I've always wanted to go there.
If you ever
That's
get a
on
chance
my list.
To go to the great state of Maine, put that on your list. It's beautiful.
I've always wanted to.
I mean, I'm in Massachusetts, which is great too, but my first love is the state of Maine. I went to college there, and I fell in love as an 18-year-old with the state. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
My mom has always talked about it, so I was like, well, one day I'll take you there.
Good. Okay, Nicole, so send me that email. I'll talk with Dave likely tomorrow at this point because he's off for the afternoon and I'm about to leave, and then we'll go forward.
All right, sounds good.
So the name of your organization, again, is what?
The Bank of Cardiff.
How do you spell that?
It's C-A-R-D-I-F-F.
C-A-R-D-I-S-S. Okay.
Right, okay, Nicole. So I'll go ahead and send that out to you as soon as we get off the phone, and I will follow up with you next week.
Thank you, Nicole. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Greg. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.